The following program is paid for and presented by John DeMasi. The opinions expressed are not those of Town Square Media or station advertisers.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5 presents Talk with a Purpose. Join the conversation by calling 609-407-1450. Now, the host of Talk with a Purpose, John DeMasi.
Hour number three, Talk with a Purpose, Saturdays 9 till noon, WPG Talk Radio 95.5. I'm John DeMasi, and we bring in this hour, a real superstar.
I've been listening to you, buddy. Oh, I'm wore out just listening to you. How about that?
Why do you think I feel after 4 hours?
Man, that's like 10 rounds.
Joe Yakovich is here. Joe is JML Financial, and his website is jmlfinancialgroup.com. Speaking of the website, this Tuesday, the 15th of November, Joe will be conducting a webinar, and it is called Required Minimum Distribution at 6:30. And all you do is you go to his website, jmlfinancialgroup.com, and you sign up. And it's free. And I mean, what more can we do for you? Can attend for you. I mean,
sometimes we have to actually put money in your pocket and you still won't take it.
Yeah. Well,
it's amazing to me.
Put it in my pocket.
I know. But it's going to be a workshop that we've been doing. I do a number of them all over the country, and this one in particular is the RMD, especially for year-end, John, because remember, the RMD require minimum distribution. So everybody that understands, you know, how this takes place, you have to take all your assets in 401k and IRAs and what have you, and you have to take a snapshot of all that money at the year end of the year you're going to take it at the end of the prior year. So if we're going to take any money for 2023, we'll have to take and look at what 2022 did at the end of the year, which would be in a month or so.
Okay, I'm 72, so yeah. So I would take a look at my
what you did with this end of the year
this year. Yeah.
To determine what you're going to get the following year.
So then I would then divide that by 12?
Divide it by the year that you are.
Yeah.
And that's how they calculate. It's approximately 25.5%. And that's how they do that. They're estimating the government of using a life expectancy table to be able to determine what you're going to receive this coming year. And being that, with the market being up or down, if it's down, in most cases it would be at this point, they'll have to take the year-end dollar amount, which would be a lot lower than what they – but that's the minimum. They can take more.
Yeah.
But they can't take less.
Okay. So let's say I have $50,000.
Okay.
So how would I determine what I would get?
Well, what would happen, John, at the end of this year, coming to 2022, the RMD, and again, where we're located, we have IRS Publications 575, and we do that for our clients. And basically what we do is we look at that number and being able to pick whatever that amount would be at 2022. So the following year, which is 2023, depending on when you receive the RMD, we would then cut a check from that account. And it could be a multi-account that you might have. You have to consolidate all of them to be able to determine your RMD requirement for that particular year moving forward. And that's what I explain to people all the time, John. I go, you need to start to be really intuitive about what's happening here, folks. Because of the market fall off, and we've talked about my show, you know, being down 60-70%, and sometimes even greater than that, this might be the perfect time if you're going to do it, a Roth conversion, where you take the money, pay the tax, and move it over into a Roth, because you might not need that RMD. You might not, you know, that's maybe money you don't need. Maybe you have other monies that you're pulling from, maybe pension, Social Security, what have you.
Let me ask you this.
Sure.
And this is confusing, And I don't know how you can negotiate this without an advisor. So that's number one.
Correct.
But can you delay this RMD?
Well, if you delay, it's a 50% penalty.
Oh.
So they're not messing around the IRS.
Oh.
They're coming for you.
Wow.
50%, John.
Wow.
So I want people to fully comprehend because, you know, John, it's really a scary, scary thing. If we were in New York, you and I.
Yeah.
We would have people knocking on the door from here to Jamaica trying to talk to me.
Really?
Because so many people in that region, in the area we unfortunately live in, we don't have as many folks. We
yeah.
only, I don't know how many thousands we have. And because of the volume what's taking place that I speak to, that's why I do virtual workshops. I want people to be aware of this. Forget about all the other investments. At the end of the day, they need to be aware of the RMD requirements. And if they don't do it correctly, and I'm just going to use, you asked me for an example, by taking it and starting at age 72, life expectancy would be 25.6 years. Every year, 73, would be 24.7. So every year it drops. 74, it's 23.8. So if you had $100,000 in your IRA and you were 72, we would take $100,000. Divide it into 25.6, and that would leave approximately $3,906. So this is when it becomes really tricky. Now the question is, you know what the number is. You know it's $3,900.
Yeah.
But let's suppose the market goes down while you're pulling the money out.
Wow.
I'm giving you a double whammy here because you got to be concerned.
You're taking the money out, but it's going down.
It's going down. And by the way, you're being taxed on the money.
Yeah.
And if you deal with provisional income, which is income from all sources, from pensions, from Social Security, from municipal bonds, they take that in consideration. It's an add-on to the tax you'll have to pay. And most people, and I'm not saying all, but most people, and when they get to 72-ish, a lot of the stuff that they're doing deduction-wise are going mortgage deductions or the money they're putting away in 401ks and so forth, or children are grown and so forth, they're out of the house. So you need to be intuitive about how much you need, number one. And number two, you need to really focus on where your money's located to determine if you're going to have a decreasing market as you're taking money out. Devastation, I call it. Yep. Devastation. You can run out of money very quickly. Because if you ask anybody, and especially 70-plus years old, the first question I ask, or one of the first questions, what is your biggest fear? What is your biggest concern? And they all pretty much say the same thing. Running out of money. Now, if I can show you a strategy, not a product, but a different type of strategy, where you would never, ever, ever run out of money.
I'm in.
I would think so.
Yeah,
but so many people have this misconception that being in a market is their holy grail. That's not the case here, folks. We're going to see, again, from the things that I read, we might have another lost decade.
Yeah.
And that's what they're talking. You see, we had, you know, Al on in the real estate market and taxes. And you've seen, you know, our current president where taxes are going up. You see inflation. Inflation came down a little bit. When I say a little bit, like 0.2%. But you have to understand, when you're buying eggs, and I like eggs.
$5.
Used to be in $1.99.
Yeah.
And I say to my wife, I go, what am I missing here? She goes, you don't miss anything. Like, I just bought my favorite spot I went to.
Yeah, well, we know that.
Yes. And I want to get some ground cinnamon. I remember spending, not long ago, about $6.99. I just bought ground cinnamon. Cost me $11.
Ah.
I needed people to understand. So you say to yourself.
Double.
I go, well, hold on for a second. That means you got to take more money out, or whatever you're taking the money from, you'll end up having to pay more tax. So I've always talked about, even if taxes stay the same, if they don't change whatsoever, and that's going to be something that I truly believe that cannot happen because, unfortunately, the government has promised us all these fun things.
Oh, yeah.
Like Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and what have you. And you heard Al talk about, you know, you get this free $10,000 and you get – where's this money coming from?
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, you have to be really, really concerned when you're dealing with distribution. Putting money away, no big deal. Let it go down. Matter of fact, people are 30, 40, man, this could be a great time for you. Also, you need to be involved with not just necessarily funds. And Warren Buffett says it all the time, ETFs, efficient type of, you know, portfolios.
Yes, yes.
And so forth.
Talk with a Purpose is the show. Saturdays 9 till noon, WPG, Talk Radio 95.5. Joe Yakovich is our guest. Joe is JML Financial, and his website is jmlfinancialgroup.com. 609-407-1450 is the number. If you want Joe to straighten out your finances, well, you can start with a phone call to the show. 609-407-1450, 609-407-1450. All right, I got to ask you this question.
Ask me a question today, please.
You say age 72, your life expectancy is 25.6 years.
I tell her, they're, yep.
Okay. So if I say to you, Joe, I don't think I'm going to live till 92 or whatever it is, all right. 98 or something.
I'm good with that.
Can I take more out?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And I prefer you to do that. And you're going to say to me, well, Joe Yakovich, why would you make that recommendation?
Why would you make that recommendation?
That's a great question you asked, John. Well, think about it. If you know, I mean, truly know, because taxes are going up in 3 years. We all know this. It's written, unless they do something, you know, that they might change, which is possible. Who knows? Would it make sense to take the money out? If you didn't need it necessarily, as opposed to deferring it, would you be smart of taking the money out prematurely? And some you take out for the RMD, and the other part you take out for the conversion to a Roth.
Oh.
It's a power move.
Oh.
I don't know if everyone has been told that. So what I do, and it's great of the ability, because I'm reading and studying and talking to the economist, and and people go, man, you do it. No. I pick my shots and I pick my time to do these things. But I want people to fully understand, because if they don't do it correctly, they will run out of money. So my question is, and I love these people, and it's one of my favorite spots. You know where I'm going with this.
Yeah, I know.
The woman was, and she sees me, and she's always so, hi. And I kid you not.
That's because you're charming.
And I'm very charming. And she never and it's funny, she doesn't check my, when I leave, she never checks my little, you know, my
receipt.
Just, hey, go, you can leave now. You know, you can go. But she's got to be, I'm kidding you, John, in her 80s. I'm just wondering. I didn't say it to her, and I would never say it to her, but I think to myself, is she here because she has to be here or she wants to be here? There's the big difference. So I want people to fully comprehend this, because they could run out of money much quicker than they would normally,
I got another question. All right. So you're talking about required minimum distribution.
You're saying that pretty well. I like how you did that.
You like that, yeah.
I'm very impressed.
You
know, how about it, Chris?
It's speech therapy.
I'm training you right here.
I don't need speech therapy. You do it for me.
Right.
You know? So if I'm taking that from my 401k.
Correct.
You're saying if I convert to a Roth.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Then all bets are off. That required minimum.
You still have to take it for that particular year every year.
Okay.
And you need to be aware of, you can't take and commingle an IRA with a 401k.
Okay.
Because it's if you commingle, they put a firewall up, so to speak. And we'll talk about it in my workshop. And if you do continue to work, you can continue to postpone the distribution from a 401k in terms of past 72. So it depends on your work history. Follow me? So and I'm also a big believer, and I want people to be aware of that, because I'm getting into some companies and universities. You need to have what they call a self-direct brokerage account. I'll explain that, what that means. You know, you can go to, actually, and we went to companies that have a limited amount of places they can park money in a 401k. We're able to go in, evaluate what they have, and more importantly, we can actually replace. We're not changing. We're replacing the money with a portfolio that's designed purposely for the algorithms of a portfolio. See, a lot of portfolios, John, people are cookie cutter when it comes to, you know, buying these funds and buying, you know, and buying a bunch of different things. And I explained to them, I said, well, who do you think's watching this? And they go, well, is it my guy watches?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
So you need to be more proactive than reactive, as opposed to looking in a rearview mirror all the time. So we want to be able to share with people, you know, if you think about it, John, if we all know, and we know this to be true because of all the printings that have been taking place in our country and all the uncertainties, and we have not felt all the uncertainties. I'm letting you in on something. There's going to be more problems down the road. And I was with, believe it or not, I was with a Taiwanese couple. And I asked them, I said, where are you from? And she said, from Taiwan. And how long have you been here? 30 years. I said, and I was talking. I asked her, asked both the husband and wife a question. How long did it take you to acquire all this money? And she said, about 25 years. Now, think about it. And I asked, how long do you believe that you'll be in retirement? And she said, 25 years. I said, that's at least I know,
yeah.
Like you said, they might not be around, you know,
yeah,
in 2 weeks, but they're going
yeah
to be around. And,
yeah,
and cause that's, I said, well, what do you do now? Because taxes. And I said, do you think taxes are going to increase? They said, yeah. I said, one of the reasons, would you agree with me? They're going to need more revenue for our Defense Department. And they looked yeah at me like I had five eyes. I go, no. Think about what's happened in your own country, Taiwan. China is starting to look at Taiwan a little differently.
Yeah.
And because of our undeveloped Defense Department when it comes to ships, because China has many more ships to fight, and we're not going to be fighting on their land. We'll be fighting at sea. That's an issue we need to address. And they looked at me and goes, you're right. We never thought about that. So, again, where are we getting the money for the Defense Department? What is meaning to all of us is that more money to protect us costs us more money in taxes or to give up some benefits to do so. So we need to be aware of this.
Okay, we're coming up on a break. Talk of the Purpose is the show. Saturdays 9 till noon, WPG Talk Radio 95.5. Joe Yakovich is here. Joe is JML Financial. And his website is jmlfinancialgroup.com. You want to check that out. A lot of good stuff on there. 609-407-1450. If you have a question for Joe, you want to know what to do with your finances and you're not quite sure, well, this is the time. You can call Joe now here on the show. 609-407-1450. I'm John DeMasi with Joe Yakovich. We both return after these words. We're back here on Talk with a Purpose. And if you would like to reach Joe Yakovich during the week, his number is 856-751-1771, 856-751-1771, and his website is jmlfinancialgroup.com, jmlfinancialgroup.com. And we will remind you that, again, Tuesday the 15th, that's this Tuesday, a webinar on the topic we're talking about now, although it'll be more in-depth.
Yep.
Required minimum distribution, and it will be at 6:30. You just go to the website and sign up for it. That's it.
Right.
We are handing this to you on a silver platter.
Absolutely. You couldn't have said any better, John. And John, you know, to reconvene where we left off, but I want people to be really aware of something what I'm about to say. I know this is going to be a little harsh, but it's not harsh. Do you think the government's stupid?
No.
Before you answer.
No.
Before you answer. And if you know that to be true, and you know, and I know that the government knows some of the vehicles that we use presently that could help people prevent them from losing money or fight inflation differently, the fact that they are not stupid and the fact that we do have products right now, John, Do you think eventually the fact that they know that we do have products, do you think eventually they might come after those people that have those products?
Yes.
And that's what I'm concerned with. So the people I'm talking to and speaking to, I want them to implement, because they're not going to go after those people. They're going to go after the people or change the products and take away those products that we're able now to offer to our clientele, or the strategies. I need people to fully understand it, because once you get tied up in what we are doing now and what people are doing, and you recognize, you say, well, Joe Yakovich, I'll never be in a higher tax bracket. Who told you that? What makes you think that? Because back in the day, and you were around when you remember the 70s.
Yeah.
When you remember inflation.
Yeah.
And you remember all this volatility. And you remember, you know, what you had to pay for a mortgage or a car payment, et cetera, et cetera. So what I'm saying to people, that can't happen again. Or, you know, what we were used to back then was normalcy of a 5 or 6% inflation rate. We had 2% for so long. You don't think we're going to have 5 or 6% on consistency basis now?
So what you're saying is now you have an opportunity.
Of a lifetime.
And so take advantage of it.
Amen, John. That's what I want people to fully comprehend. That's why a lot of people put their head in the sand and think this thing is going to go away.
No, it ain't going away.
It ain't going to go away. Mm-hmm. And you're seeing it right. John, I'm not allowed by compliance and all that other things, but I've never seen where one state finished after at 9 o'clock, we knew the winner and loser. And now they're still counting the ballots. What am I missing? It's this fundamental US of A. I mean, we're supposed to, I don't know. But my point to that, if that we're having an issue with, how do I, when I see what I see, of all the people that have no idea what to do, how to do it, who to speak to, who do they believe, who do they trust? I mean, that's a conversation of value. And for me, it's a relationship built. It's not like, okay, I'm going to sell them something, see you, babe. And talk to you later. Bye. All the people I've been talking to and have talked to for years and years, it's mandatory that they meet with me once a year.
Yeah.
So it's not like, well, we're going to do this and not see you again. That's not the game I'm playing with anyone. It's making sure that if I was your doctor, you better see me once a year.
Yes.
I mean, that's just fundamentals.
All right, 609-407-1450 is our number here in the studio, 609-407-1450. If you have a question or you just want to run something by Joe Yakovich, 609-407-1450. Talk about beneficiary designations.
Oh, my favorite subject.
Is this another confusing element?
Well, one of the things, yes and no, John, because if the beneficiaries are not designed correctly and incorporate it in your overall plan, you could disinherit family members. You really can. And the way we set it up is either proserpia or sum capita. And it's a way of distribution in the event of if one person passes, how that money goes down the bloodline. So I had that conversation with the client all the time. The other thing, John, if you really look at what's happening, they're going to need more revenue. And if they do increase, taxes, and because of that, and we're seeing it and happening now, and by the way, that's not federal taxes. It's federal taxes. It's state taxes. It's local taxes. It's state tax. I mean, not only state, but you got licenses you're paying tax on. I've never seen so much tax in my entire life since I've been around. You pay tax on everything you do. I mean, really, in theory.
Yeah.
So if you add all that up, we're probably spending 40-50% in taxes now without realizing, not just Fed.
Yeah.
So when they need more money and they need to stretch this whole thing out and you have volatility in the market, what's ends up happening is your lifestyle changes. Your standard of living diminishes it. And that's the concerning situation when I'm having clients to understand. The other thing I talk to people about, and I haven't even get some of the stuff I write or direct them in certain places, I call it the Rockefeller method. You know, I don't know if you know how the Rockefellers not only made their money, but the generational dollars they have continuously down, and they're supporting 150 families, the Rockefellers, and the Vanderbilts. These are people. You know, remember, John, I am not the smartest guy in the room, but I will share with you, I do hang out with the smartest people. And the strategy that I use, my own self, and I will be more than happy to show people this. If you're going to leave money to a charity, a child, a spouse, whoever it may be, wouldn't it be perfect to leave it where it's guaranteed?
Yes.
That you know.
Yes.
That it's tax-free.
Yes.
Think about it. And it's leveraged.
Yes.
Leverage means that if it costs you a dollar to leave 10. Think about what I'm saying to you.
Yeah.
And people go, what is that? What is that? What is that? What is that magical, you know, vehicle you're going to use? It's old school leveraged life insurance. Now, you have to get bought on it if you are, you know, uninsurable.
Yeah.
But if you're uninsurable, John, there's a way to get around it. I'll give an example. If you have a couple, husband and wife, if one is in bad shape and the other one is in okay shape, you can then write what they call a second to die. A second to die. You write a contract on both couples. The payment is paid out when the second person dies. Not the first, the second. Now, some people use this strategy for an estate planning strategy.
Yeah.
I talk to people, I say, if you want to leave money to your kids or your charity, this is the best game in town because of the leveraging. And you actually know. Which also means that all the money that you have saved up and you worked hard for and you did all this right savings and doing all the things you lived in the lifestyle that you're accustomed to and you didn't live over your means, you spend that and then you leave the life insurance. I was just before I got on, I was out here and I was reading something by Larry Bird, the famous basketball Hall of Famer. And he said, you know what? They used to make fun of me. You know, you can read it. And I was like reading this piece and it drew my attention because what he was talking about was money. He goes, when I was playing, they would make fun of me because I'm the only one who used to save. They were out there buying $700,000, my other players, buying $700,000 homes. They were buying Rolexes all over the place and fancy cars and all the other things. And me, I bought a modest house at $200,000. I saved money. I continue to do this. And now, those same people that had all the Rolexes and all the...
They're broke.
completely broke.
Yep.
And this is how... I mean, think about... I'm reading this. I'm going, wow, this is a perfect piece I'm going to bring on the radio show for you. They said at any time that I would get a call from one of my other players and ask me for money, I would go, no.
Yeah.
No. And I thought to myself, wow, that's the right way to teach someone because you didn't sacrifice like I sacrificed. You didn't save like I saved because you did things that you shouldn't have done and you know you shouldn't have done them. It wasn't like, well,
yeah,
you know, this guy, who better than him or other people to get good advice? And we see that with professional athletes all the time. So it's no different than the people that we come in contact with, John. Yeah. You know, they live all this extravagant, you know, having beautiful cars and all this other stuff, but they're depreciating assets. They haven't saved money.
Yeah.
So,
well, there's a stat, and I think it's the NFL. Within 2 or 3 years, 70% of the players are bankrupt.
Or broke. Yep, absolutely. And it's amazing to me. And John, it's just in itself, and I say this to people all walks of life, especially young people, like my son or my daughter's age, in their 20s and 30s. Make a dollar. Make a dollar. Spend 85 cents and take 15 cents and put it away.
Yes.
Live on 85 cents. And take 15 cents and put it away. And continually put it away. I had a call the other day, John, before we break.
Yeah.
I had a call the other day from a client of mine. Called me up. Name is John, believe it or not. He lives in Florida, and he has a place in New Jersey. And he said, Joe Yakovich, I got to do something. I'm doing my RMD. I want to get more money out. I had an issue with this the storm down here because you live in Florida, and I have to buy a car. And you know, I said, cool. Well, he goes, you realize what you've done for me and my family? Now, you don't – listen, this is not an ego. I'm like, I never think about it. You know, I'm always doing things and going, like, what are we talking about? He goes, you're not only have taken care of – me and my family. And he, and by the way, he was an executive at a high-flying shirt company. Top guy.
Yeah.
He's been a client of mine for, like I said, 25 or so years. He says, not only have you gotten dealing with me personally, my family, but you've gotten my brother and his family. You got my daughter, and you got my two sons, and you also have my grandson. And I was like, oh, and I didn't think of it that way, you know, because it comes naturally for me. It's to continue to promote, you know, the right thing to do. And it was pretty amazing. I'm sitting there, I was about to cry. I'm like, wow, I never thought of it that way. I really never, ever, you know, sat down with, you know, any of my clients have multifamily members that I do business with. But it just happens. It just, you know, they, you know, you got to talk to Joe. Make sure you talk to him because the number one priority, John, of all the things I talked about and will continue to talk about, save money. I don't care if it's in a checking account. I don't care if it's in a jar. I don't care what it is. But have that 85-15 rule. If you can apply that principle for the rest of your life because there's some opportunities you'll take advantage of and some opportunities you go, I'm going to be a little safer on this dealing. And real estate happens to be one of those things also.
Okay, we're coming up on a break. Joe Yakovich is really giving us some good advice here.
Even Chris is looking at it differently.
Talk for the Purposes of the show. Saturdays 9 till noon, WPG Talk Radio 95.5. Joe Yakovich is here. Joe represents his company, JML Financial, and his website, jmlfinancialgroup.com. We'll give you all the information after the break. I'm John DeMasi. More Talk with a Purpose with Joe Yakovich after these words. Back here on Talk with a Purpose, Joe Yakovich is available during the week. You call him 856-751-1771, 856-751-1771. And his website, jmlfinancialgroup.com, jmlfinancialgroup.com. And you click on that and you go to the webinar for Tuesday, required minimum distribution. It's going to be Tuesday, 6:30. At the
plug into it,
plug from in, the, and you, from the, you're in, you're
from
in.
The website will direct you exactly where. And when you're on there, I said all the time, I mean, look around, check it out, and check me out. I mean, it's kind of cool because you'll see my team, you'll see my wife, my son, you'll see my Medicare person, you'll see my accountant, you'll see my whole and part of my team there. That'll be able to help people, and that's what we do. We work as a team, John. There's no, I mean, let's face it, you know, from what's going on in the world today, you need to have the right people, you know, functioning in unison, because you have one guy doing that, you have another person doing this, and you have, and nobody knows what the left hand, let alone the right hand, is doing. So you try to coordinate and integrate things for efficiency. And I mean efficiency, like, how much do you need? Let's look at this every year. But what's scary, John, we've been beating this up pretty good, is that inflation, when you start to incorporate food inflation and energy inflation and car inflation, you know, and this is going to see some cracks here soon, and housing, and we talked about, you know, rental real estate.
Oh, man.
I mean, this is not going away. I mean, no. I don't think people fully comprehend the situation that we're faced with. And the problem, I mean, this would be great if it just happened for a year or two. No big deal.
Yeah.
But now we deal with longevity. And longevity being the longer you live, the more of these things we're talking about continues to erode and happen again and again and again. So this is not going to go away. It's not going to be, oh, let's don't forget about it and we'll let this, you know, let this thing just pass over. That's not the case here. We're going to see more and more of that. So my concern, if we're able to bring together a strategy with the team approach to make sure when this thing happens again or as it's happening now, to prevent them from happening,
yeah,
Man, we're like it, and the people like are cool with it. Like, I get thank you, John. Even today, I get people, the ones that have listened in, that they don't have to call in, but they listened in. Love your show, great material. You know, so I'm getting reinforcements of understanding that people are not only listening there and they're taking my advice, but more importantly, they already have taken my advice to do the right thing to do in terms of their own long-term retirement.
All right, let's get back to, just for a minute, the beneficiary.
Yep.
Do you have to go over your beneficiaries once a year at least?
Well, unless you tell me in your case you got divorced, separated, or somebody
died.
No, I didn't do any of that. Or you want to split it up. You know, if you're telling me, well, Joe, I want my niece or my nephew to get XYZ, absolutely. That happens one time over. Unless something happens, you know, where you disinherit. But most of the time, I do my best to mention, at least when I'm talking with people for the first time, do you have a will? Do you have a power of attorney? Do you have a living will? I mean, all the basic fundamentals things when it comes to estate planning or making sure their estate is taken care of, because that's a critical thing to know about and at least have somebody, you know, going and helping you. The other thing is, again, you don't have to do it every year. Every couple of years, even every 5 or 10 years, because unless something changes, then you're not, there's not a big concern. But need to have it and address it. Because most people don't think about it. I mean, I've seen nightmares where they get divorced and separated or whatever, and they move on, and the ex-wife is still on the beneficiary of the
account. That's what I was going to refer to, because
that happens.
Then the ex-wife gets the money.
Gets the money as opposed to the new wife.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really ironic on some of the things that I've been in court with before I even meet the people or I've met with them, and they never changed it, where the kids are now going after the dad and say, hold on, that money's mine. They go, no, I gave it to the new wife, and it's a battle. I've been in some really horrendous drag out.
You're in divorce court, right?
Oh, man, I'm like a psychiatrist, I said. It's amazing to me. But I always proactively, when anything like that happens, you know, divorce, separation, you know, new babies are being born and such, I'm jumping right on top of it and making sure people, you know, really address these type of important things to me for them.
So you kind of make sure that they got all their ducks lined up
before you
deal with them.
Yeah, because John, I'm asking questions. You know, like I said, where are you from, and what was your experience growing up when it dealt with money? I mean, you think like, what is that? Why is that important at all? You'd be surprised when you ask those type of questions, what you get back in terms of their answer. It kind of gives you an idea on what you're dealing with, because you might be dealing with somebody, you know what, I'm frugal, I'm saving money, it's easy. Or you get somebody who goes, I don't have three nickels rubbed together, I have no idea what the hell you're talking about, I can't save, and I'm going to live off of Social Security. Okay,
notice,
good luck.
Notice Chris and I paid attention to that.
And the fact that it's never too late to save. It really is not. And because, like us in the room, Chris included, because he's a prima donna, he could do this until they drag him out of here. So for Chris and for you and I, we're not outside, you know, putting shovels in the ground.
We're not digging ditches, no.
Yeah, I mean, we're innovative, we're here, we're proactive, you know, we're still sharp when it comes to what we do, but you need to always continue to save and save and save and save and save. And then at some point, you know, what do you do with that money and how do you do it? That's a conversation that we have with them, but you need to still be in the saving mode all the time. Even when you're in your retirement years, because I get people to continue to save or say, okay, I don't need to save anymore, but I need to make sure these assets work as long as I do. Because I had someone we would maybe be listening today, that he took me around the other day and he showed me some of the real estate he owned. I was like, oh, that's cool. I said, but what happens when something happens to you? Because he was in his 80s. And he goes, well, you know, I'm going to have my daughter. I said, do you think your daughter wants to collect rent from these people? I don't think so.
Yeah.
I mean, wouldn't you say? And then he said, well, it's too expensive to get life insurance. I said, if you think this is a nightmare, not having life insurance, you don't understand that when this happens, you put that person, being your daughter, at risk to be at what I call the yard sale. Now, you ever been to a yard sale before?
Yeah.
What am I trying to do when I go to your yard sale?
You're trying to get rid of your junk.
No, no. Your yard sale.
Oh, oh my.
You're trying
yard
to get
sale.
Your get oh. rid of the junk on me, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Oh, what am I'm trying to do what when I walked into your yard?
Trying to get it as cheap as you can.
I don't like to use word get. I like to use steal yes. the stuff. I'm yes. going to get as least as possible.
That's right.
And you're trying to get as most as possible.
That's right.
When something happens, when you're dealing with estate planning or real estate or asset to leave to a a daughter or a son, that's a yard sale there. Unless they're in tuned to be in real estate or proactively. Or they say, dad or mom, I don't want to deal with these 15 pieces of rental property. I mean, I'm not that person. I work at some place in California. I want to sell this stuff and give me the income. I'm fine.
Yeah.
So you need to have plans put together that really makes sense for everyone. And that's the thing that we do. We bring the hired guns in, the estate planning attorneys, not just some guy that's, if you have a DUI or you have a parking ticket, this is this guy. The people I use are LLMs, with tax backgrounds, with our legal background, and to be able to have a conversation and recognize these are the things you need to put in place. Once you do that, it's set and forget it. Then every, 10 years, we make a little minor change to it. But we need to have those type of things in place.
Let me ask you this.
Sure.
You were saying about saving.
Mm-hmm.
So what if people say to you, Joe, I really can't save. I'm a spender. I know I have to save. So how do I save?
Well, we do most of our savings strategies right out of your checking account.
Oh,
I mean, I'm going right for your checking account. I'm going
automatic,
right for
automatic deduction.
Automatic. That's why people would never save a dime, John, with a 401k if it wasn't deducted from their paycheck.
Yeah.
They would never put it away themselves.
Yeah. Yep.
So what we do exactly the same thing. We gear up a process whereby when they're starting to save, we extract it from their checking account, and it could be whatever date they pick. And we continue to do that. So it doesn't feel as bad as me asking you to write a check or do a lump sum or just do it once a year. It's consistent with it. No different like having a mortgage payment. So instead of having a mortgage payment, instead of paying your mortgage, pay yourself first. I mean, even to the mortgage strategy, John, I don't know if you know this or not. You could buy a 30-year and a 15-year mortgage. Now, stay with me. And I suggest a 30. But pay it like a 15. You'll love this strategy.
Yeah.
Get a 30. It's obviously less than 15 because of the long-term effect of it. Plus, the interest rate's usually less.
Right.
So what I say to people, when you're paying your mortgage, pay it. But pay it instead of buying a 15, buy a 30. And the spread difference that you normally have to pay in a 15, put that dollar away systematically into another bucket. If you fast forward, John, 15 years, you're going to love this because I can back it up with a number. If you just got 3% on the money, the spread difference, at the end of 15 years, you know what would happen? You'd have enough money to pay off the remaining balance of the mortgage. And the reason I have done that, because you maxed out the maximum deduction from your mortgage interest rate.
Oh,
I see. I maxed out the most I could possibly get from the first 15 years of a 30-year mortgage and had them put money away, the spread difference. And at the end of 15 years, you can come back to me and say, well, Joe Yakovich, I have a bunch of money that I could pay off the mortgage if I wanted to. Or let me just continue to do this, and the money that I've saved, let me just keep on saving it. So it's never a stoppage of that strategy unless that person wants to say to me, no, I'll just pay it off. Or, no, this is part of my retirement because maybe I want to leave or where my property's at. So there's so many different venues to look at, but I use that strategy, John, a lot.
Boy, that sounds
to get
good.
People,
that sounds
to get good. People to think about saving money because they might not go, I can't save. Yes, you can if you just do a little thing. It's like a trickery for them.
Yeah.
But once they get, it's like, listen to me. It's like the dog bone or dog food when you ring the bell. The bell they eat. Well, I'm doing exactly the same thing.
Ringing the bell.
You got it. Every month you're going to get a cha-ching. Let's do it again. Let's do it again and do it again. So
we're coming up on a break. It's our final break of the morning. It's Joe Yakovich is here. He is JML Financial. His website, jmlfinancialgroup.com. It's Talk With a Purpose and Joe Yakovich, our guest. 609-407-1450 is our number here in the studio. 609-407-1450. I'm John DeMasi. Final thoughts on Talk With a Purpose with Joe Yakovich after these words. And we are back here on Talk With a Purpose. Joe Yakovich is our guest. He is JML Financial. And if you want to reach Joe Yakovich during the week, 856-751-1771. 856-751-1771. And remember, if you want to sign up for his required minimum distribution seminar, which is coming up this Tuesday, November 15th, you just go to the website and sign up. That's it.
That's it.
6:30 Tuesday night. Joe Yakovich, required minimum distribution.
You're doing good at that. I mean, your whole face just, your forehead even got it.
Yeah.
But yes, that is the ideal for us, is be able to continue to talk to people about the RMD, because at the end of the year, they have to make sure that that number is going to be carried forward to the following year. That's why it's imperative that if you're going to sign up for that, please do Tuesday the 15th at 6:30. Through our website. And by the way, the number you gave, John, the 856-751 number, 1771, you know, folks can call that, John, anytime they want, because what happened, we went super tech. Is that such a word?
Super tech? That's sure.
And now when the call comes in to our system, it goes right through the computer system, and we peel it off, you know, through the computer, as opposed to leaving a message. So we hear exactly anytime. So I guess we spent a little money about our phone system, that anytime someone calls and we do not pick it up, it goes right through our computer system, because we felt like, for us, you know, the phones were going down, but the internet wasn't going down.
Yeah.
So I said, well, let's change this over. What is it going to cost me? Because I don't want to miss a call miss somebody to call me and say, I want to be on your call, or I want to talk to you about certain things or what have you. We never miss a call. So anybody that wants to do that, you know.
21st century
finally
thing.
I mean, you know, we went from horse and buggy and we bumped it up a little bit. But you know what? That is a true way to, you know, incorporate, you know, conversation with clients.
One more question on the RMDs.
Yes, sir.
How does a person know if they have the right asset allocation?
You know, I was afraid you were going to ask that one. You were holding at him. Chris, did you help him on this one, Chris? This is not over his head, but he must have been thinking about this last night. Well, great question, John. That's where the asset allocation model comes from. That's our creme de la creme, where most people, because some of the stuff that we do is proprietary, meaning that it's not a cookie cutter, one way to do it and everybody else follows the same way. That's not the kit. We have perfected algorithms. We're using technology with big companies, and not a lot of advisors are capable or have that ability to do so. You know, they're selling funds or they're selling stocks to you, and some ETFs and some other things. So rebalancing is out of the question. So I asked them, I said, is anybody rebalancing this portfolio? They don't even know what that word means. So we've used algorithms of type of portfolios to invest money differently. Like right now, 70% we're sitting in cash. So we have major, when you see these big swings that people lose money, they're in the market where we're in
your
cash.
Your people aren't, though.
We're people in cash, correct. Yeah. And some of the money is in guarantee. So we have preventing that downside protection big time. So in the market does fade, and it's going to happen again, we hold them out. So our model and the way we look at it is the total return model. Is you take TR, which is total return, equals I plus G. Now, I is income, but G is growth. But on a problem with growth, that you can actually lose money or grow your money. Depends on where that money is located. So we use very sophisticated, vehicles for this portion of our money. And more importantly, we sit and explain those things to you. So we're not here just to take this sign here, press hard here, see you later, bye. We want people to be somewhat aware of what they're investing in the long term.
Bottom line, what should people take away from what you've been saying today?
Well, today I hope that people take away from, number one, the market will still be volatile. We're not out of this volatility. The market is not going to not only look at volatility differently, buy quality stuff. Get away from those, you know, derivatives and cryptos if you're in the market. Put very little money into these things. Too much risk. So let's go and look at fundamentals of a company if you're going to buy individual companies. But make sure you some of your money is in secure, guaranteed strategies. So in the market, they have someone on in the market, will be all over the place. They still know that maybe 40% of their money, they cannot ever lose money.
That's going to put the wraps on another edition of Talk with a Purpose. Again, Joe Yakovich, during the week, 856-751-1771. That's 856-751-1771. And his website, jmlfinancialgroup.com. jmlfinancialgroup.com is the website. And again, you can sign up for that required minimum distribution webinar. 6:30, Tuesday night. Sign up for it. Just go to the website. And that's it. It's very simple. I'm John DeMasi. Thanks you for listening. Thanks to Chris Coleman, our program director and producer. Thanks to Joe Yakovich for coming in. And thanks to you for listening, because without you, as you know, we don't have a show. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week. Talk with a Purpose. WPG Talk Radio 95.5. Take care.